I'm Eric Hartley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now are friends from CFI. Gretchen Jackson is here. Gretchen, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you.
And with you is Jeff Thurlow. Jeff Thurlow is a driver advocate there at CFI. Jeff, welcome. How are you?
Great. Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate y'all being here. So let's talk about something. You and I had a conversation recently about building relationships and why that's still important in this very fast-moving world, Gretchen. Tell us about that and how it fits into the mission statement there at CFI.
Well, I mean, you know, we are family-oriented. That is part of our mission statement. But really and truly in the nature of what these guys do, I mean, they're out away from their homes. They are by themselves, picking up and delivering freight. I mean, we got 6 inches of snow in Louisville. Mm-hmm. All of these guys were bringing these trucks in 6 inches of snow, doing it by themselves. It's absolutely crucial that we as carriers build relationships with them, that they understand that they have somebody in Joplin, Missouri, which is where we're located, that is there for them 24 hours to help just them through the trials and tribulations of their very difficult job.
Right. Jeff, as a driver's advocate, I guess what would you, what is it that you look for out of a carrier, and how is it that CFI is delivering on that mission statement?
Well, I can tell you that I started with CFI in 2008 as a student driver, and one of the main reasons why I stayed with CFI was that trust in that family factor that they presented to me. Anytime that I came into CFI, into the terminals, I was always get presented with that, hello, how are you, is there anything I can help you with? And that's one of the huge things that stuck with me, and in turn, that's one of the things that we're pushing back out towards our drivers.
Sure.
Is we want to be able to help you guys.
Yeah. Gretchen, we talked about that at length. Recently about, you know, that's still, I think, the core of the backbone of this industry, but with all the technology and all the different ways of communicating and all the easy ways where you could communicate without talking to someone.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. You've got to have that face-to-face conversation. I mean, I know that everybody, even my own kids, prefer to text me than talk to me on the phone. But dang it, you have to be able to sit down or hear a voice, a comforting voice at the other end. I can tell you in my day-to-day work every day, I may not know who you are, I may not know your name, but I do not walk by a person without saying, hello, good morning, how are you? Because imagine being or walking in to a building and it being the first time you walk in, not knowing a soul in there and not having anybody speak to you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know, it's because I think the industry has really, I think, for a long time, they were hesitant in adapting to the technology. They've done that very well. And now I think they are running with it. But the problem with that is that when you do that, then you get used to communicating without having a conversation.
It's just easier.
Right.
It's easier.
More convenient.
It's more convenient.
And we believe it's going to, you know, help us long term. Then we get in the habit. We form the habit of doing that. And at that point, you've kind of lost that personal touch.
Jeff, it just breaks the bonds.
Sure.
It breaks the bonds. And, I mean, we as human beings, we're all human beings, and
right.
We need a comforting voice. We need somebody to talk to.
Right. And, Jeff, I mean, as drivers, I mean, spending so much time on the road, that has to be one of the things that, you know, because in any given conversation, you know, you might have, all right, I need this, and it might be just about necessity or this is going on, and it might need to be a quick conversation. But still, drivers being out there, and if you're not a team driver, you're not really hearing any other voice, then that becomes important to know that somebody is on the other end, even a brief conversation, helping you get your job done.
Sure. A lot of my job is sitting and talking to these guys when they're having these issues and they don't know nowhere else to go to.
Right.
So I really try to stress that. Keep those open lines of communication with your fleet manager. We do a lot of conference calls together with drivers and fleet managers, and we can all sit and talk like adults and work out our problems.
Yeah. And you know, Gretchen, that I think probably if you look at the basis of this entire industry for a long time, whether it's the younger drivers or the older drivers, I think they still, it's because of the nature of the job, still, you know, require that personal touch. If you're talking to a driver here at the Mid-America Trucking Show, what are you telling that driver, you know, about the company? What are some of those things that you would share with them that you think might be a learning moment for them?
You know, it's not only just the fact that we do have a family atmosphere and we are there for the driver 24/7, but You know, I try to stress the things that separate us from the other carriers. And you know, obviously I'm passionate about it because I've been with CFI for 27 years, but we talk to our drivers. We do driver forums. We always use and the voice of the customer. We listen to them and we try to create programs based on their feedback. Some of the things that we've done most recently, we had a driver forum and they said, you know, what we asked them, what sets us apart? What keeps you here at CFI? And it was consistent miles. You know, we get you home when you want to be home, not you don't highlight, and we get you home when we can get you there. We know that drivers need to make doctor's appointments, family vacations, and this, that, and the other. I mean, what's a vacation if you're there 2 days late and you miss that cruise ship, right?
Yeah.
So it's, we understand that you have families and that you need to get home and you want to be home on a certain day. We get you home on or before that day. Just some of those things that really set us apart. We're upgrading our equipment. We're buying beautiful new Kenworths. They're automatics this year. We're purchasing the automatics this year, so it's a little bit easier ride, mm-hmm. a little bit safer. You're
right.
Not looking at the gears. You're actually paying attention to the road and the
sure.
atmosphere instead of shifting. So just some of those things and those changes that we're making
right.
kind of sets us apart, I feel.
Jeff, if you're talking to another driver that's not on, I'll ask you the same question. What would you tell that driver about your experience there at CFI?
I can tell you that the great part of what we're doing right now is part of my job working in the driver services building, and where it's especially a face-to-face interaction with those drivers as they come in and see us. Being part of the, we call it an OFT fleet. It's an orientation fleet team. So when a driver first comes on through orientation, he will go through the orientation fleet teams, and generally the fleets are smaller there. So the drivers get a more one-on-one interaction with that fleet supervisor and to help them get through the first 0 to 45 days, help them learn how we do things and how we want things done, and then we can move them on up to the regular fleets upstairs.
Right. What's the one thing that really, in your mind, sets CFI apart from others?
I really feel it's the family atmosphere that we create. You know, we talk to drivers every day. We, you know, sit down with them, and we want to understand what they're going through. And we really stress to them, if you guys are having problems out there, let us know. Because if you're having problems and you're not talking to anybody about it, we don't know, and we can't help you fix it.
Sure. If they want to learn more, Gretchen, about CFI, where do they go?
1-800-CFI-DRIVE. They could give us a shout. We are staffed from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. or www.cfidrive.com. Please visit our website. We've got all kinds of information out there. And, again, we're at 1-800-CFI-DRIVE. And professional drivers, thank you so much for what you do. Listen, it is a job that not just everybody can do. And they haul our freight. I mean,
absolutely.
They haul any and everything that we need, we want, we eat, we sleep, we do everything. Everything has to do with something a truck brought.
Yep.
And I can't tell you how much I appreciate them. I have a passion for the truck drivers. I
yep.
really do.
Absolutely. And it shows, and I know the drivers would tell me that it shows with the whole team there at CFI. I know those CFI drivers, a few of them have been friends for years, and I'm grateful to know them, and they do share that experience. It's always a positive one.
Perfect.
So,
yep.
So thank you so much, Jeff. We appreciate your time.
Thank
Gretchen,
you for your time.
Great seeing you again, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.